We're back in Zubair's room. The blue lights are still glowing, but the room and the Happiness Project are no longer the subject of conversation. Zubair and Rachel are talking about a different kind of recovery. 8 years ago, Zubair's family left their home in Dhaka, the capital of Bangladesh, to come to the United States. They left behind a huge family and a rich history which was scarred by a 1971 war that killed many hundreds of thousands and displaced millions. They left behind daily blackouts and undrinkable tap water, and the monsoon rains that flood Bangladesh every year. And they landed in Duncanville, a small town in Texas, in an apartment next to an empty park. Zubair was 16. He says he and his family had a hard time adjusting.
We immigrated to America in 2005, so it's been roughly 8 years since we've been here. And changing a lifestyle sometimes can take more than 8 years. Sometimes some people can't even do it, because it's really difficult to not stop thinking about where you come from. I came here when I was 16 and a half, which is, you know, you're forming your identity at the time, and you don't really know who you are, but you'd love to find out. I mean, everybody would love to find out despite age, but it's more restless in teenagers, I think.
When Zubair came to Stanford, he was still thinking about his history and his family's history in Bangladesh constantly.
So in this phase, I just thought a lot about these things, about the war, which I didn't live through, by the way. My parents lived through it. So I thought a lot about the war. I thought about back home. I would think about them when I'm doing homework. I think about them right after I watched a movie. I think about them before going to bed.
And during this time, he began writing poetry. He found a mentor named Michael McGriff, a lecturer at Stanford. He told Zubair to write.
He encouraged me to write poetry. I basically start off with an emotion that I have, and then I expand that emotion, and that becomes a poem. I was just writing poetry because I enjoyed it so much, and then this one time, I sent a whole bunch of poems to my mentor, Michael McGriff, and he got back to me and he said, "Yo, Zubair, I just sent out like a manuscript to McSweeney's."
McSweeney's, by the way, is a prominent publishing house.
And I was like, okay, sure. I don't know what. What does that mean? And I wasn't really thinking about publishing. The thought, of course, crossed my mind, but I didn't know it could happen. It just didn't make any sense. And then 8 months later, McSweeney's got back to me in an email saying, "We really liked your book. We hope you didn't give it away to another publisher." And that kind of made me laugh because I didn't really turn it into anybody except them. So the book got published, and right after it got published, it came out in December 2012. And right after it came out, I noticed this really funny thing. I felt completely differently about Bangladesh, and I felt completely differently about my past emotions. It was almost like emotionally growing up. I don't think about these things anymore. They affect me. I've learned from them, but they're not on my mind all the time. I have other things on my mind that are only made possible because I've had these experiences. That's what the book helped me do. It actually drew a very nice line in the sand for me to just cross over and explore a completely different world in which I can grow.
Zubair's book, City of Rivers, was published by McSweeney's in 2012 and nominated for the Northern California Book Awards in 2013. The last poem in the book is called Concession.
So this is the last poem in your book, and it feels like the happiest in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I would say that. I wrote this poem well after I've written all the other poems in the book. I would say it's happy, but more like acknowledging that the past happened and it's time to move on. So, yeah, so this poem is called Concession, and it's the last poem in my book. Concession. I could sit here all night, and chances are I will. The moon lights the ocean on fire. I watch the waves repeat themselves until they become a house with soft lights and no furniture. I begin to sleep. My body is music. I will never have a home.